Throughout the campaign and through the transition, President-elect Donald Trump has promised to bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S. He says he'll do that in part by imposing tariffs on goods imported from places like China. Trump also recently picked Peter Navarro, an outspoken China critic, as the head of the new White House National Trade Council, and there's even talk about a looming trade war between the two world powers. But how are companies in China responding to Trump's plans, especially in the manufacturing strongholds like Shenzhen, where workers produce for products for Apple and other consumer electronic companies? For more on that, we've got Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Meghna.
So, Jason, just give us the big picture here. Are these major companies in Shenzhen worried, or how are they reacting to what Donald Trump has said?
Meghna, the big picture is in Shenzhen, China, there are now 230,000 workers who are making gear for Apple and their global rivals. And the heads of these companies are saying that even if Donald Trump imposes tariffs on Chinese-made goods, as he's threatened to do, it's now so efficient to engineer, produce, and ship electronics from Shenzhen, China, that they can still outcompete the U.S. Now, to be sure, this month, Apple supplier Foxconn said that it may expand operations in the U.S., but it's unclear, you know, what jobs they'd be moving to the U.S. The journal spoke to a finance professor at Peking University. He said, if these jobs come back to the U.S., they're going to be for people who manage 1,000 robots in an automated factory. He said it's going to be jobs for computer nerds, not for the people who voted for Mr. Trump.
Now, Jason, this sounds like equal parts truth and bluster from China. Because, look, I mean, the president-elect has talked about imposing tariffs, as you mentioned. Certainly those tariffs would have some impact on these Chinese companies. I mean, if not, then why did tariffs even exist as a tool to control or regulate trade?
Well, I mean, we're reporting that, if anything, higher U.S. tariffs would accelerate economic trends already underway. We've spoken with Shenzhen business owners, and they say that, yes, some factories are already leaving, but they're leaving for low-wage provinces in China. They're not going to the U.S. And at the same time, you know, they're going to other countries, you know, like Vietnam. They're going, you know, the wages have risen in certain parts of China so that they're becoming less competitive.
So it sounds like they're not worried about what the president-elect has said. But what about the broader implications of what a Trump administration might mean for relationships between the U.S. and China? I mean, obviously, the economic ties between these two countries are very strong and very important. I mean, could just his overall presidency have an impact on the growth of these Chinese companies?
There doesn't appear to be a lot of concern at this point because it's all sort of hypothetical unknowns. They can't anticipate really what a trade war would look like because really no one can. You know, how bad it could potentially get if things really were to be, if relations were to get really ugly between the U.S. and China. But then it would be not just, I mean, they know this, that it wouldn't be just Chinese manufacturers who would be hurt. It would be American consumers who've grown used to very inexpensive electronics coming from China and other countries that would be paying a lot more when they go shopping on Amazon.com or anywhere else.
Mm. Jason Bellini is with The Wall Street Journal. It's always great to talk with you, Jason. Thanks so much.
Thank you.